Welcome to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko, the show that brings you man-on-the-street interviews, celebrity guests, and groundbreaking research. Our show is also known as everything you've always wanted to know about dentistry, but we're too numb to ask. I'm general dentist Dr. Brian Kvitko, and thank you for joining me today.
The following views and opinions do not necessarily reflect those of this station, its staff, management, or parent company. To hear a replay of this show or one of the other great shows that previously aired, log on to dentallyspeaking.com or iTunes, keywords Dr. Kvitko or Dentally Speaking. Listeners should not use Dr. Kvitko's comments and advice in place of an actual dental exam.
Brighten your life with a smile that shows the professional touch of Dr. Kvitko.
Time now for Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko to discuss your dental issues. Now, here's your host, Dr. Kvitko.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the show. I really appreciate you joining me today. It's going to be a great day, and it's going to be a great show. This is episode 352. Today, I'm honored to have in the studio with me Mary Jenkins. She is the founder and CEO of Cancer Option Collaborative, and we're going to discuss. This is obviously because of Breast Cancer Awareness Month, but Mary has her own personal story, and she's a breast cancer survivor, and she has this long bio that I'm afraid to read the whole thing because then we won't get to talk to Mary. So what we'll do is we'll kind of cover your bio as we go. Is that all right with you, Mary?
Fine.
Okay, cool. So, all right. So the Cancer Option Collaborative, and you identified a need. You're actually a survivor. You
yes,
actually
I am.
Had stage three, almost stage four breast cancer. And how long ago was that for you personally?
January 2006.
Okay. So not that long ago.
Nope.
8 years.
Okay. 8 years.
And so something happened then that made you want to form this. Tell me about that.
I had started chemotherapy, and about 2 months after I started, my employer thought it would be better for me to focus on my recovery,
okay.
And so I got laid off from work.
Oh, it was like they tried to make it mutual, but it really wasn't?
Correct.
Go figure, huh?
Right.
So then what?
After I got laid off, I went to the Susan G. Komen Foundation to get help because I figured they do Race for the Cure, and if I need help paying bills, who better to go to for breast cancer than the breast cancer organization?
Because they raise about $25 million every year, right?
At least, okay. On the grand scheme. I know in Ohio, they probably raise about $2, $3 million
okay.
Each race. And so I needed financial assistance and went to them and asked for help. And they explained that they didn't offer the type of help that I needed. That they offered awareness and treatment assistance, but not help paying my rent or my electric bill, my gas bill, my water bill, my car note.
So they raise money for research, they raise money for cancer treatment, they raise money for cancer awareness, but nothing to help the people with cancer.
Yeah. I guess you can look at it like, well, yeah.
I mean, I don't know.
It's just how it is.
Okay. That's a big void that I didn't realize existed.
Neither did I. And
okay.
Most people don't realize that's a need until you actually get diagnosed and then need help. And you go to the places and you try to get the help and you can't find it.
So I could envision there being somebody who's been donating to one of these breast cancer relief funds, who knows, maybe hundreds, thousands of dollars over a period of time, and then they get breast cancer, and that's when they're going to find out that they can't get any help, even though they've contributed.
That is correct.
Wow. So tell me a little bit more about what happened. You were behind on your utility bills, I assume. You were behind on your rent.
I knew I was going to be behind. So I started the chemo and then got laid off.
Okay.
And then I knew I was going to need help. So I went to Komen to get the help, found out that they didn't do it. And then I began this journey to find help. They sent me to the American Cancer Society. And there I found that I could get help for a gas card to get back and forth to treatment.
Okay.
But that I wasn't going to get help paying my rent or any of those bills.
So they get you to treatment, but on the way home, you wouldn't have a home to go to because you hadn't paid your rent.
Correct. I mean, it all boils down to that. And from there, I went to the Lance Armstrong Foundation. I contacted them and they said, oh, absolutely. We can help you with financial assistance. And I said, finally, I filled out information with them. And then they sent me to the Patient Advocate Foundation, who helps you find some place that can find you help.
Oh.
But we couldn't find help. So it put me in the same situation still.
But these places raise millions and millions of dollars.
Millions. Yes.
I wonder how much it would take. Do you know how many people are, say, being treated in Central Ohio right now for breast cancer?
No. I don't know how many. I know that there are many. Because you have women that get diagnosed with breast cancer and men that get diagnosed with breast cancer.
because we're probably talking about $10,000-$12,000 maybe to help somebody pay bills while they're going through treatment.
Well, the average treatment time is about 9 months.
Okay.
And so in our case, every time a person needs assistance, they can actually apply.
Okay.
And so it may be over a 9 month period. It could be thousands of dollars. We always have a waiting list because okay. there's so many people that need help. And in our case, our scope is not just in Columbus, Ohio. We're national.
You are?
Yes.
So that was one of my questions. Is it just Ohio or have you reached out to other states? You're actually in all states?
Yes. Well, not. Well, let me tell you what happened.
Okay.
after I went to the American Cancer Society and the Lance Armstrong Foundation and found out that I still couldn't get help, I went and applied for welfare because I figured I'm unemployed, so I should be able to get something.
Right.
I found out that I had not been unemployed long enough to be able to apply for welfare to get cash assistance.
Not poor enough yet.
Yeah, I wasn't poor enough yet. And wow. so when they turned me down, I was like, you know what? I've got to find something to do. So me being someone that I have a relationship with God, I went to the church that I belong to and I was venting about my situation and they offered to help. And that was Columbus Christian Center Church here in Columbus. And my pastor agreed to help me pay my bills. And I was like, what about everybody else? Who's helping them?
Right.
And he said, I don't know. What are you going to do about it? And so I figured I'm a baby child
right.
and baby children tell. So I figured I would start telling where the money did go and where it didn't.
Good.
And people started saying, well, can I give you some money? Because what you're doing is amazing. I had no idea. And I would tell them, yes, they could give it to me because someone else was, someone else was paying my bills. So I would find someone to give the money to. And that started it all. And I was like, I could do this for the rest of my life.
Yeah, because it's very rewarding, isn't it?
It is incredibly rewarding.
One of the things I've discovered is when you give back, you run into and meet a lot of very nice people.
Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
It's a great community out there.
Mm-hmm.
We do some give back programs at my office, and it's just one of my favorite things that we do.
Wonderful.
You know, for that reason. Now, I did some quick math, and would you say that somebody needs... if they're going through therapy for 9 months, would you say they would need about $20,000 to pay rent and utilities and keep them sustained, or is it less than that?
Well, it depends on where they live.
Okay.
Because in our case, my belief was I don't want a person to have to lose everything just because they've been diagnosed with cancer.
Right.
So you could have someone that has a good job that gets diagnosed, and if they can't go to work, they can't pay their mortgage.
And their mortgage might be $2,500 a month.
Exactly.
As opposed to somebody's rent, maybe $800.
Exactly. Okay, and so... we have, for our IRS requirement, we list that a person has to be within the 200% of the federal poverty level. But okay. then we also have a note that says we evaluate each case
okay.
because I don't want a person to lose everything just because they've been diagnosed.
Okay. That sounds great. Well, the math that I was talking about is, let's say it costs $10,000 on average to support somebody while they're going through breast cancer. Well, $1 million would take care of 100 of those folks. And since millions are raised with the various cancer relief funds, even right here in Central Ohio, it seems like some of that should be able to go to help the people that actually have the disease.
Exactly. I like to say, if the organizations that raise the millions will use the money to help the people, then I don't have to tell the people that they don't.
Oh, good point. You want a tattletale?
Because when I tell the story, it moves people because... I remember being at the infusion center for chemo treatment and seeing a man who was down on his knees crying with his wife, who she would have a reaction to the chemo to where she couldn't drive back home. And this woman and this man, they were crying there because they didn't have any money to pay for a hotel room for that night. And so they were going to sleep in the car.
Wow.
And I overheard that, and I was so happy that somebody had given me money. So I went to him, and I just like, my name is Mary Jenkins. I'm just going to help you.
Wow.
And I gave him some money, and he hugged me, and she hugged me, and I was like, I just love everybody.
Right,
and
right.
The feeling of that, it just took me over the top.
You know, because it's October, and it's Breast Cancer Awareness Month, we're now seeing commercials on TV and hearing them on radio. For example, the Stephanie Spielman Fund, who raises money, and they raise a lot. They're up to about, I had Maddie Spielman on my show was it last year? And at that point, they'd raised $16 million. I wonder if they know that there is this need. Do they know?
They do.
They do.
One of the beautiful things is My very first public recognition was by the Susan G. Komen Foundation. I received the Pat Hughes Award for Inspiration. And in September of 2007, there was an award ceremony, and both Heather Pick and Stephanie Spillman were there.
Oh, wow.
And I was able to tell the story of what we were doing, and they both came to me after and asked what could they do to help me, because they didn't realize that it was such a great need. And I explained to them that, you know, 10 TV's viewing audience was not going to allow Heather Pick to not pay her electric bill, gas bill, water bill.
Right.
And then with Stephanie, her husband's Chris Spillman, the Ohio State University,
exactly.
NFL.
An NFL player. He's right. Probably and has money sitting around somewhere in a bank, right?
Or even if they didn't, I mean, just because somebody of who they are, somebody would step up to the plate and be able to help them. And your average person that works a 40-hour a week job, that, you know, if you don't go to work, you don't get a paycheck. If you don't get a paycheck, how do you pay your bills?
I know.
And they didn't realize it was such a need. So they actually began to mentor me. And they said, you know, we can't give you money because they have their own foundations, which I understood. But they made it possible for me to be at the table.
Okay.
And they said, just tell your story. Just tell what you do, because your story will move people to want to get involved.
It does. But it seems like they could start another arm of their own foundation that says, we're going to also fund this. And you're saying they didn't think of that, or they said they couldn't or wouldn't, or what?
I don't believe that they were able to, because unfortunately with a lot of the foundations, if you're not the original creator, then you really can't change the mission.
Okay.
Because even in our case, when we started out, we only worked with breast cancer patients.
Right.
And then we were 4 months old and got a referral from Grant Hospital of a woman who had cervical cancer. And I told her I was sorry we couldn't help her because she had the wrong type of cancer.
Oh, wow.
And then I was like, what's the right type of cancer?
But can you restate your mission statement? Can you then, I know it's an IRS rule, but can't you alter your mission statement and go to the IRS and say, we want to change our focus?
Well, first I had to go to the board and explain to them that I never wanted to tell someone again that they had the wrong type of cancer to get help.
Right.
And my board agreed, and then a unanimous vote, and then we petitioned the IRS and they said, okay. And we changed all of our mission to include all cancer patients.
Okay.
And that's when it just unfolded.
And that's what I think maybe the Spillman Breast Cancer Fund could do, and the Susan G. Komen Fund could probably do if they really wanted to. But anyway, we'll talk more about that after the break. Oh, what we're going to do is we always do Dr. Kvitko's question of the day. And so, you know what? Just remind people what we're talking about is Mary Jenkins, founder and CEO of Cancer Options Collaborative. She discovered that there is this void where nobody actually pays or helps to pay the bills of the people that actually have cancer. Everybody raises money for research, treatment, and awareness, but what do you do if you have cancer and you can't pay your bills? So anyway, we're going to do Dr. Kvitko's question of the day. And before we do, we'd like you to listen to this.
This station will not be held liable for any contesting during Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko. Participation in the contest allows Dr. Kvitko to record and broadcast your name and call. One winner per household, prizes are non-transferable, cannot be substituted, and are subject to taxes and fees. This station cannot be responsible for the inability to enter the contest, whether due to equipment malfunction or telephone difficulties. All decisions of Dr. Kvitko concerning this contest or eligibility are final.
And now it's time for Dr. Kvitko's question of the day.
And let me remind folks that the winner will receive free flowers from Weisdember Florist delivered to your place of business this Tuesday afternoon. And the question is, my guest today is Mary Jenkins, founder and CEO of Cancer Options Collaborative. While battling breast cancer herself, she realized that there was a glaring need not being filled by other cancer charities. What was that need? Is it A, not enough money being raised for cancer research? B, not enough money being raised for cancer treatment? C, not enough money being raised for cancer awareness? Or D, no money being raised to help pay bills of the people with cancer, such as rent and utility bills? All right, the winner receives free flowers from Weisdember Florist. The number to call, 459-9769. That's 459-9769. So go ahead and call now.
This is Clark Kellogg. Stay tuned for more of Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko.
Here at Dr. Kvitko & Associates, we pride ourselves in being a one-stop shop, and we find our patients really appreciate it. Let's face it, no one likes being sent all over town for various procedures, and yet that is what happens at most dental offices. Need a root canal? We do that. Need a dental implant placed? We do that. Need gum surgery, wisdom teeth removed, or your teeth straightened? We do those as well. why not give us a try? Call us at 614-262-9588 or go to drkavitko.com.
Estás escuchando Dentally Speaking con Dr. Kavitko aquí en su sesión favorita.
Hi, I'm Dr. Kavitko. I'm intensely dedicated to providing the absolute best dental care. The word mediocre isn't in my vocabulary. I just won't take shortcuts. Isn't that what you want in the person you trust with sharp objects in your mouth? Of course it is. However, people tend to assume that high quality means expensive. But guess what? We're more affordable than you think. Our fees are about the same as one of those chains, but with us, you get my 34 years of experience and my unwavering commitment to quality. Discover for yourself. Call us at 614-262-9588 or go to drkavitko.com.
Hi, I'm Dominique Reigert. Like what you hear? Why not use the Dentally Speaking Show to promote your product or service by becoming a sponsor? Call 614-262-9588 to learn how. That's 614-262-9588. Call now or send an email to drkavitko@aol.com.
I'm Grandpa, and I go to Dr. Kavitko, and I still have all my teeth. Real ones. Where's my glasses?
And we're back. We are doing Dr. Kavitko's Question of the Day here with Mary Jenkins, founder and CEO of Cancer Options Collaborative. And we have four callers on the line. We have Karen, Tom, Sarah, and Domini. And hey, Mary, we always ask our guests to pick a number between 1 and 4.
3.
That would be Domini. All right. Hey, Domini, are you there?
I sure am.
Good. Well, thank you for listening, first of all. And do you have an answer?
Yes, I do. It's D, to help pay the rent, utilities, and other expenses.
That is absolutely correct. Did you know there was that void?
No, not at all.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing, isn't it, that we're just now finding out.
Especially since she was laid off while having cancer. I think that's just
despicable.
Horrible.
Despicable, yes. Right? Yeah, it yes. is. All right. Well, hey, Domini, thank you for calling. And stay on the line, please, because we want to get the information so we can send you those flowers from Vistember, okay?
Thank you very much. And good luck to you, Mary. Continue the good work.
Thank you so much.
All right. That's perfect. So, and like I said, we were with Mary Jenkins. And Mary, we were talking, or rather, I'm curious, because we've talked about utilities and we've talked about rent. If somebody had a toothache and needed a dentist, would you be able to help them or try to help them pay for that visit?
If they were in active treatment and we could verify the information, yes, we would.
Okay. That's
I would
great.
Call the dentist that I know in town and explain the situation
okay.
and ask them if they would donate services and
right.
if not, or if they would make the cost of the whatever they needed not that much so that we would be able to pay.
Right. Try to drop the fee a little bit, sliding scale. And you have your own dental story about having cancer. Tell me that.
Yes.
Tell me that.
Prior to diagnosis, I had 27 teeth.
Okay. And normal, by the way, for people who have had their wisdom teeth out is 28. So at that point, you're really only missing one.
Correct. And after going through the whole cancer treatment, my teeth started to come out.
Yeah. Was it radiation therapy?
I had chemo.
And radiation?
I had radiation as well.
Okay.
Yes.
And let me just stop you for a second because I want people to, I've said this before many times on the show. If the x-ray beam is going to travel through your teeth, you have to have your dentist make you fluoride carriers, because fluoride carriers, if you give yourself, excuse me, home fluoride treatments with this prescription gel in things that look like mouth guards, we can prevent that happening to teeth. But your doctor has to know about it and they have to get you to a dentist beforehand.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Right. That's
kind of
sad. And
of course, I've paid the price.
Yes.
Because I have lost teeth. And I always say, you know, God has yet to deliver me from vanity because I've lost one of my front teeth. And I had 2 implants put in, and then I had reconstruction surgery and ended up in the hospital for 6 months. And while I was there, one of them broke. And so that tooth came out. And
you mean a dental implant?
Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Dental implants don't break, so you probably had a post and core. You probably had a root canal and a post and core.
Okay.
Yeah, it's not an implant. I just want to get that out there. Implants don't break.
Okay. Well, then a post and core, mm-hmm. and it broke, and it the channel, the canal... up
the root canal,
mm-hmm. the actual inside, it had broken.
Right.
And so we had to, you know, it had to come out, and then I didn't smile for about a year.
And you notice the music we just used? I used that on purpose, put a smile on your face, because I know people going through breast cancer and other cancers, it's hard to smile. It's hard to be happy.
It is. Yeah. Especially once when you've lost teeth, especially if it's a front tooth.
Right.
And you've always had your teeth.
Right.
And when that happens, so like I said, in my case, for about a year, I didn't smile.
Wow. And, that's very sad.
I developed some problems in the gum, and I was taking meds to try to deal with the pain so that I could keep raising money. And fortunately, my friend, a board member of mine, his girlfriend at the time, she worked for Dr. Joseph Van Balen's office.
Okay.
And she was like, we've got to get you in here. And so Dr. Van Balen, bless his heart, he agreed to deal with my dental issue, and he created me what I call a mouthpiece.
It's, I've looked at it. It's a temporary partial. It's kind of like just plastic with a little bit of wire, hand bent wires on it. It's not exactly a true partial, and it's not a bridge, and it's not the things that you probably ought to have going long term. And I'm getting the message that we have to go to another break. So hang tight, because we're going to talk more about this when we come back. You're listening to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko, and we'll be right back.
Stay tuned to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko.
Dentally Speaking is his talk show. Dr. Kvitko, let's go!
Yeah! I bet everyone knows someone who is afraid of the dentist. In fact, 40% of Americans don't go to the dentist on a regular basis. The number one reason? Fear. Well, take heart. Here at Dr. Kvitko & Associates, we've been doing intravenous sedation since 1985, and we offer several sedation options, so we're certain we can help you. Want to be sedated for a filling? We do that. Want to be sedated for a cleaning? We do that. How about a root canal or a crown? We can sedate you for those too. Give us a call at 614-262-9588 or go to drkvitko.com.
Vous écoutez à la radio du dentiste avec Dr. Kvitko, ici sur votre radio préférée.
Hi, I'm Dr. Kvitko. A lot of people ask me if I'm accepting new patients. They know I've been practicing for 34 years, so they assume I'm not. Well, guess what? They're wrong. I do accept new patients. After all, if I'm doing my job correctly, I get my patients healthy, so all they need is routine exams, cleanings, and the occasional filling or two. So that leaves me free to take care of you. So yes, I do accept new patients, and I would love to treat you, your family, and your friends. Give my office a call at 614-262-9588 or go to drkvitko.com.
Hi, I'm Carly Red from Love & Hip Hop Atlanta, the hit show on VH1. I flew all the way to Columbus to have Dr. Kvitko do my cosmetic dentistry, and I am so happy with the results. Thanks, Dr. Kvitko. You're the best. Just so you know, I'm going to come back to have you do my regular dental care, too. I can't wait.
That song makes me smile. And guess what? Last Friday, it was World Smile Day, right? World Smile Day was last Friday. So we like to keep positive. We like to, I'm a very, very positive person, always looking on the bright side. And I'm in my mind, the glass is always full, half water, half air. So I don't know if you've heard that before, but it's true. It is true, right? The glass is never half full. Are certainly not half empty like some people think. All right, so Mary, tell me, how can people get involved?
If people want to get involved, we have our number one need is financial.
Okay.
We need people that will join us and make a commitment to making a donation long-term, ongoing, regular.
So you're looking for a monthly donation?
Yes.
That just goes on, hopefully, forever?
Correct, yes.
And how would people reach you, or how do they do that?
They actually... If they have questions, they can either call our office, which the number is 614-985-3750, or they can call my cell phone, which is 614-805-1253.
Okay.
They can email me at thecoc7@yahoo.com.
Okay.
Or they can visit our original website, because before we were the Cancer Option Collaborative, we were Christians Overcoming Cancer.
Oh.
And our website is still www.christiansovercomingcancer.com, because we're looking for someone that can donate services to create us our new website.
Oh, got it. Okay, so somebody can actually create a new website for you if they want.
Yes.
Okay, and the and you actually have an office up at 200 East Campus View Boulevard, correct?
Correct, Suite 200.
Okay, so financial support is important, and then the next big need that you have?
Volunteers, because we like to pull people together to do creative things. I tell people it's anything that's legal, moral, and ethical. So we have events throughout the year, and we need volunteers that will not only help us raise money, but will participate. So whether we have our partnership with the city of Gahanna doing Creekside, the Blues and Jazz Festival, where we need volunteers, and the city of Gahanna will make a donation. But then we have our big Christmas celebration, which is called Cancer Can't Stop Christmas.
Wow, that's really neat. That's really neat. Now, I did want to touch, because there's a lot of negativity out there, and I was watching TV, and I saw a story about an agency called the Breast Cancer Charities of America, and it turns out they only donate 1% or something of all the money that they bring in to programming, and then when it comes, and they do actually claim to help people with their expenses, but it's $500 and it's one time only, and based on how much they don't actually put into programming, I don't think they actually help anybody.
Right.
But you, on the other hand, or your charity.
With us, and like I said, the heartbeat of the organization is based off of my personal experience, because I will say the Columbus Cancer Clinic does offer financial assistance, but it's $600 one time in your life. And my rent alone at the time was $750. Oh. So $600 wasn't going to meet my need. And the difference between us and the few organizations that are out there that try to help the people is we want to know what it is that the person needs and let us help meet that need, not tell them what we're going to do for them.
Right. What are your bills? What do we have to come up with? I imagine you could call a landlord and ask them to maybe work with you or work with the client, maybe decrease what is actually owed for a few months, not forever, but a little bit. And
yes,
so you'll try that first, and then whatever you can't accomplish in the way of discounts or givebacks, you'll try to fund.
Yes, we've helped prevent evictions, utility disconnections, because I hate to say everyone, but the well-known cancer organizations, whether it's the American Cancer Society, the Komen Foundation, St. Jude Hospital just contacted us 3 weeks ago, and they now realize that although they provide no-cost service to children, if the families don't have help paying their bills, they have no home to go home to.
Right.
And so they've asked us if we'll help their 475 families. And this is St. Jude.
Really?
And we said yes. And so we have our work cut out for us, because we currently have a volunteer staff. And people are like, how are you doing what you do with a volunteer staff? And I said, I have great people that really, really passionately want to help, and people that donate and believe in the cause.
So other than paying rent for your office space, you don't really have any expenses.
Correct.
And so would you say, 98% of the money goes to programming?
Well, we take care of having to do applications and website, because we have the website cost. I would say, when we calculated our number, it was like 95 cents of every dollar that we raised.
That's unheard of. Actually, that's amazing. So people should listen, take notes.
It's amazing. But the thing is, we're asking people to volunteer their time. Honestly, if we had the finances, I could easily hire 25 people and not have any duplication of service, and they would still be swamped with work.
Wow. Well, that's a big, big need. Well, Mary, you're doing wonderful things, and you've been, you've opened my eyes. Hopefully you've opened the eyes to a lot of listeners that currently maybe donate to breast cancer charities, who maybe could redirect some of that money to yours. And you've given me the quick contact information again for people that maybe didn't have a pen and pencil.
You can contact our office, 614-985-3750, or they can contact my cell, 614-805-1253, or by email, which is thecoc7@yahoo.com.
Perfect. I hope that we get a lot of people. I hope your phone starts ringing off the hook.
I'm sure it will.
I really do. Well, thank you so much for being on my show. That was wonderful to have you, and might even have to have you back down the road, okay?
Well, thank you for the invitation, and I would love to come back.
Perfect. Well, I'd like to thank everybody for tuning in, and be sure to join me next Sunday and every Sunday morning, because next week we will have a Teeth Across America episode from a zombie mud run in East Canton, Ohio. It's going to be a great show, so don't miss it, and we'll see you next week. Goodbye.
This is Carly Red from Love & Hip Hop Atlanta, the hit show on VH1, urging you to tune in next week for another exciting episode of Dentally Speaking with my dentist, Dr. Kavitko.
If you're interested in learning more about this and other dental health topics, go to dentallyspeaking.com to access full episodes of Dr. Kavitko's show.
If you would like to book Dr. Kavitko to speak at your next event, please call 614-262-9588. That's 614-262-9588. Or send an email to drkavitko@dentallyspeaking.com. That's drkvitko@dentallyspeaking.com.